Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here today with Karen Gordon, one of the nurse practitioners in occupational health, and we're here to talk about how to protect yourself from UV light and just general sun protection during the summertime. So Karen, can you tell me a little bit about why it's important for us to protect our skin against UV rays?
UV rays have been long known to cause skin damage, and they cause sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
More sunburns usually mean you've been exposed to more sun damage. And excessive exposure to sunlight is the single most cause or factor associated with the development of skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to try to prevent that exposure. You might say that sun exposure could be cumulative and irreversible,
mm-hmm.
and we can't reverse what we expose ourselves to, so we try to prevent that. And the UV light, there's two types, UVA, well, three types, but we'll focus more on two, UVA and UVB.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the sunscreens can help prevent that.
What is an SPF value?
Well, an SPF value, you can see it anywhere from about 5, 10, 15, 50, 70, but it's a sun protection factor. And
mm-hmm.
how much sunburn protection you have. So a higher number protects you from sunburn. Both UVA and UVB rays are harmful to the skin, and tanning beds emit both of these types of UV radiation. UVB rays cause sunburn, and this is what increases your risk of skin cancer. UVA rays penetrate deeper into the skin and cause the increased effects of aging of the skin. What's interesting today with today's sunscreens and labeling, the SPF talks about UVB rays only.
Uh-huh. Is there going to be a change in the future?
Well, yes, the FDA has indicated a change. In the future, they will be required to pass a test
uh-huh.
and says how much sun protection for UVA rays. And you'll start seeing a new, when they pass this test, this test says they will now be indicated for broad spectrum. So they will be protected, the person,
uh-huh.
you will be protected against UVB and UVA rays.
When somebody is applying sunscreen, what's the best way to do it?
Well, the best way is put it on before you go out in the sun. You want to put it on for 15 to 20 minutes before you get out in the sun. Let it soak into your skin. Apply it just very liberally on the skin. And you want to let it get soaked in.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, you know, face, hands, anything that's exposed to the sun. If you go swimming, you want to reapply it after 40 minutes of swimming, or if you towel dry when you get out
uh-huh.
of the pool or the ocean or water, and at least every 2 hours while you're sitting out there. By protecting yourself, you want to protect yourself against skin cancer and
mm-hmm.
early aging. You want to limit the amount of time in the sun. They say especially you don't want to be out in the hottest sun, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you don't want to be sitting in a tanning bed or sun lamps. And I guess one of the messages I really would want to say is for parents, caregivers, grandparents, you really are protecting your child for a future, because most sun exposure occurs in childhood, and that's going to affect later on in life and the development of aging and,
mm-hmm.
and cancer. So that's really important for parents to start this early.
If you have sunscreen on, that's great, but do you have to wear sunscreen if you're wearing like long sleeves or clothing in general?
Well, the first protection is putting on your sunscreen.
Uh-huh.
And then clothing could be used on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And when you're thinking about clothing, what's best are loose-fitting clothing, long sleeve, long pants, hats with mm-hmm. broad rims protecting the neck, the face, the nose, the ears. Darker colors can sometimes be better than lighter colors.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, a wet t-shirt doesn't provide as much protection as a dry t-shirt. The tighter the weave of the fabric is, a more protection.
Mm-hmm.
And sunglasses are good also.
Is there any kind of particular indicators that indicates whether they should watch the sun more, you know, their sun exposure more than others?
Yeah, it's shown that you're at increased risk if you have blonde hair, like me,
mm-hmm.
light brown hair, red hair, eye color, blue eyes, gray or green eyes, fair complexion or some freckles, and skin that burns easily.
Mm-hmm.
People who have maybe...
Well, Karen, thank you so much for all that good information about how to protect against UV rays. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.